What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the ShowMeFootball.com podcast. And today I am joined by Connor, as always. But we wanted to talk about, well, Mizzou's football season. It's over. No bowl game. The bowl game has now been canceled. The Music City Bowl against Iowa due to a rise in COVID-19 cases for the Missouri program. And first of all, I'm just going to ask you, Connor, what are your thoughts on the bowl game getting canceled? Also, by the way, I'm going to be eating goldfish during the podcast, so please don't mind and try to ignore the noise. But anyways, Connor, your thoughts on the bowl game getting canceled?
Anyway, don't mind the goldfish. But yeah, I am genuinely upset because, like I said, I think I said it in one of our last podcasts, like this is kind of Mizzou's Super Bowl. You know, I've never understood why players kind of view bowl games as meaningless, because it's your opportunity to celebrate your season. You know, it's the payoff. It's what everything you've been doing all season has led up to, and you're going to view that as meaningless. And I'm a big believer of the saying, it don't mean a thing if you ain't got the ring. Mm-hmm. And this was an opportunity for us to get a ring. Like, yeah, the Music City Bowl isn't anything spectacular, but you know what? It's something. And I love championship rings, and I was really looking forward to seeing what a Mizzou Bowl ring would look like. And unfortunately, we're not going to get that opportunity.
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from. And Drinkwitz, for one, I know as someone who is passionate about wanting to win a bowl game this year and at least take home some kind of hardware for the team. But I'm going to be honest. The bowl game getting canceled for me, I have no problem with it at all for because I did not think Iowa was a good matchup at all. Nick Bolton had opted out of this game. Larry Borum, their starting left tackle, had opted out of this game. Mizzou was already decimated by injuries and COVID. They were going to be playing this game with like almost just 50 scholarship players. And Iowa, I know they were having some COVID issues and some player opt-outs as well, potentially. But, you know, they are a ranked team. They're number 15 in the nation. They have a good line on both sides of the ball, which isn't a good recipe for Mizzou. Like, Mizzou's defensive line is just, I mean, they have no talent on the defensive line anymore, and their offensive line without Larry Borum. Well, I mean, we saw their offensive line without Larry Borum for a stretch this year, and it was not very good. True freshman Dylan Spencer got some time, and he did not look very good. He ended up transferring out of the program shortly after that. So I'm not sure being thrown to the wolves was a good experience for him. But to be honest, man, like, yeah, it sucks that the bowl game got canceled, but I thought this was a bad matchup for Mizzou. Iowa was a team that I thought, quite honestly, was going to kick us up and down the field. So because you saw in that Mississippi State game, I mean, that was a 2-7 team. Everyone thought this is easily a win for Mizzou, and I mean, they allowed 50 and got beat bad. I think this team just ran out of gas at the end of the year. They wanted to be done, and now they are done. Anything you wanted to respond? Did you want to respond to that at all?
I definitely see where you're coming from, but, you know, it was just such a bad loss. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it was really a good season overall, but, you know, you don't want that to be the taste left in your mouth. And, yeah, we probably would have gotten dominated by Iowa, let's be honest.
Right.
I've heard that they have a defensive tackle who's gotten compared to Chris Jones. So Chris Jones against our offensive line, yeah, Bazelak's going to die. But even then, you know, any given – well, I guess in this case Wednesday. But any given Wednesday, anything can happen. So I still would have liked the opportunity, you know.
Yeah, for sure. The thing is like I agree with what you're saying about the sour taste being left in the mouths of Mizzou fans with that final loss. But then again, you're also taking the risk of it being even worse by being 5-6 and losing to Iowa if that had happened. So whatever. But so the big talk with this game getting canceled was a lot of people thought that, Mizzou and Drinkwitz letting the players go home for Christmas was the reason for the cancellation. That the reason there was an uptick in COVID cases was because, you know, the players left campus and were home for Christmas and all that. But it turns out that the cases actually trace back to the Mississippi State trip not going home for Christmas, and Iowa fans all over Twitter kind of acted like as if Mizzou was scared and they pulled out of the game and this is just totally unprofessional and oh, poor Iowa. When in reality, I mean, Iowa earlier in the week, they were the ones who were talking about opting out of the bowl game because of COVID cases there. So there was no layup this game was going to even happen anyways. So Iowa, all their players missed Christmas, and one of their players tweeted out, I have the tweet right here, Spencer Petrus, I think that's how you say it. He quoted Dave Matter's tweet, Dave Matter, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, talking about Mizzou pulling out of the bowl game, and he said, "We stayed in town through a pause in activities, missed Christmas with our families. Let's play this game." Well, you can't play the game anymore because Mizzou doesn't have a team to field. So Iowa, you know, they didn't take too kindly to the news that Mizzou was pulling out of the bowl game. They think it's BS, and they're like, Mizzou is scared to play Iowa. Look, I had picked Iowa to win this game, but to say Mizzou is scared of Iowa, like, you guys aren't Bama. Come on now. Like, we're not scared to play you. I mean, it sucks that it's over, but don't be so sour about it. You know, like, these players, sorry that you wanted to play in the Music City Bowl so badly. Like, it was going to be a game where stars on both teams were going to opt out. They were going to be decimated by COVID, and it was going to be a boring game that no one really cared about in the grand scheme of things. Like, it's the Music City Bowl. Like, I would love to win a bowl game this year, but I don't think it's something to necessarily fuss over.
Yeah, I see what you mean. But I think it really comes down to your perspective of the bowl games. Mm-hmm. And I think it would be really fair for the NCAA to award the Music City Bowl to Iowa. Because Mizzou was the one to pull out, that's how I feel the right way to handle this would be. But, you know, it's just a really bad situation overall. I don't think anybody specifically is at fault. But, yeah, it's just unfortunate that this is how our season ended. And, yeah, just give them the trophy and call it a year because they deserve it.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely agree with that. It sucks that Mizzou's season ended, but let's kind of transition and just talk about Mizzou's season. So it is officially over. They end the year 5-5. You were hoping for 6-4 down the stretch there, but they end at 5-5. I'm going to start with you. What are kind of your big takeaways from Drinkwitz's first full season as head coach? I say full season, but, you know, anyways, your thoughts.
It started really, really – it started pretty bad, then got really, really good, and then it kind of sputtered to a screeching halt. So if we can get more of mid-season Drinkwitz, then our future is really, really bright. But, I don't know if you can really pin the Mississippi and Tennessee losses on Drinkwitz, because we don't even have to talk about Bama, Florida, and Georgia, because there was no way that we were realistically going to win any of those games.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mississippi State game and Tennessee game, we should have won both of those. And I don't know if you can really pin either of them on Drinkwitz, but those are kind of the black eyes on the season.
Right.
And you can't help but look at them. They almost kind of overshadow all the good. And the, I don't know, man, the Mississippi State game just gives me just like flashbacks, like Vietnam flashbacks back to the Barry Odom days. So that's mildly concerning. But I've been optimistic about Drinkwitz since day one. And that's not going to change because he lost to my favorite coach in college football and Mike Leach. I think Mike Leach is a great coach. And I think Mississippi State is starting to turn it around. So I'm not going to hold too much merit or let that loss hold too much merit. So I'm going to remain optimistic, though cautiously optimistic, because at the end of the day, this is Mizzou.
Yeah, I mean, most fans, I mean, Drinkwitz said it himself in a few days ago during a press conference that You know, he joked a little bit about saying, you know, some of the local reporters only picked Mizzou to win two games, and he had screenshots of it. But then he kind of walked it back a little bit on his press conference a couple of days ago and said, you know, if you had told me this team would win five games at the beginning of the year, I wouldn't have believed you. Like, even Drinkwitz knew, like, yeah, this is a big reclamation project, this Mizzou football program. But 5-5 is definitely it's exceeded any of our expectations. It's a great year. And I mean, that's all you can say. I mean, I would like to have that Tennessee game back. Mississippi State down the stretch could have been better, but by then you were just gassed. I mean, Sean freaking Robinson was their best defensive player in that game. That just goes to show, you know, how drained this team was. They just ran out of gas on the stretch. Even after that Mississippi State game, Drinkwitz, he just looked tired, man. Like, it was a long year for these guys. And you know, I'm glad they got to spend Christmas with their families and all that, and just take some time from football in a weird year. So it sucks, but hey, we got a top 20 recruiting class coming in. We're on pace to finish top 20 again in 2022 at this rate. So, you know, you just keep bringing in top 20 classes and this program can really go somewhere. Right now, we're just focused on closing the talent gap. Drinkwitz has acknowledged there's a gap between us and the upper tier of the SEC, but you know, we still finished third in the SEC East this year. So that, you know, that's positive. I understand it was a weird year, but, you know, you can't take that away from this team that they finished third in the SEC East behind Georgia and Florida. So still a successful year, in my opinion, but it's whatever. So moving on to some recent news. So now is kind of the time players are deciding, you know, what they want to do NFL wise or, you know, just career wise if they want to come back. So a couple players have made their decisions. Keke Chisholm and Grant McInnis, the punter, they both have decided that they're coming back to Mizzou for another year. And I'm going to start with Keke Chisholm. So Keke Chisholm, he was kind of disappointing at the beginning of the year, only had like 64 receiving yards through the first four games. And then he had a very nice season ending with somewhere around like 400 receiving yards, something like that, over 400 receiving yards. And he also racked up four touchdowns. And receiver is a position Mizzou was going to be pretty weak at next year. And Chisholm, you know, he was a grad transfer, didn't get that full off season. It's a new coach, a new offense. And, you know, him coming back for another year, I think it raises NFL stock. You know, even Drinkwitz said he thinks Keke Chisholm has NFL potential. I definitely saw it towards the end there. He was catching everything thrown his way. He looked really good. So, a little bit of relief for that wide receiver room for next year as Keke Chisholm returns. Any thoughts that you have on Keke Chisholm coming back?
Oh, yeah. Like you said, it was kind of a slow start, but I really grew to like Keke Chisholm, and I'm going to really enjoy seeing him again next year and just keep some integrity in the wide receiver room, if you will. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can never complain about talent coming back to the university, so I'm – really happy to hear it.
Yeah, for sure. And then Grant McInnis is coming back. You know, as far as punters go, he's a pretty good punter, and you don't have to look for another one. So that's good. I assume you pretty much feel the same. No need to really go in depth there. So a couple we're still waiting on is Kobe Whiteside and Michael Maietti, the starting center. And then Kobe Whiteside is the defensive tackle, obviously, but Akio Byers is another one we're waiting on. Honestly, like, the offensive line already lost Larry Borum to the draft. Losing Michael Maietti would hurt, too, although that kid seems like an NFL player, too. He was a really good center for us this year. I really like Michael Maietti, and Drinkwitz has even said openly that he's putting the full court press on Maietti to stay for another year. So that's definitely one to watch. Any thoughts that you have on any players still thinking about coming back and whatnot?
I mean, like I said, talent returning to the university is always a great thing. And it's not like we are one of the blue bloods that just over-recruits where players staying are going to prevent other really talented players from getting opportunities, or they could ruin their draft stock by staying or anything like that. Them staying is probably going to do nothing but raise their draft stock, assuming they don't get hurt. And it makes the team better. And at the end of the day, that's what I want the most. And, you know, I like these guys, and I like winning. And so, yeah, if it was up to me, they'd all come back.
Yeah, for sure. The more talent you can add, the better. So that's pretty much it as far as just this whole season and everything like that. I wanted to touch on next season for a little bit, or just briefly. I think next year will kind of be a little bit of a step back, and I know fans don't really want to hear that. You want to see improvement from one year to the next, but you have to keep in mind that, you know, this past recruiting class, the one that Drinkwitz had to salvage from after Odom being fired, that one ended up around 50th, I believe, which, you know, that's what you expect when you fire a coach. You're going to have to work your way back up a little bit. But this team, you know, they're still kind of in a talent chasm. And I think next year is going to be a little bit of a step back. I mean, you lose most likely Damon Hazleton. You're losing Nick Bolton, who was the best player on a defense that, you know, gave up, what was it, 50 points in three straight games at the end of the year. I think next year is going to be a little bit of a step back in the offensive line. I mean, no Larry Borum either. I mean, I could keep going on. Of course, you hope a couple more guys could step up and you have some more, you know, bright spots in the season like we had this year. I think 2022 is the year that we really get to make that first real judgment on Drinkwitz, because I don't see how this team really improves much next year. I'm not saying they're going to be bad. I wouldn't even say they would regress or take a step back. They might just plateau and just kind of have another similar year to this year, which is fine. Like, I think that would be a successful year considering the circumstances. What do you think?
I mean, I feel like the what you're kind of saying is similar to what people said about us coming into the season, right? We exceeded expectations. So I'm usually pretty optimistic about Mizzou. You know, anyone who knows me when it comes to the Chiefs, I'm usually pretty pessimistic.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Mizzou, I'm weirdly optimistic for some reason. And I'm going to continue that. I don't think that we're going to, like, win the SEC East or anything. But I do think we are going to continue being a good team. And I think we're going to see players emerge in wake of some of the players we're losing. A few episodes ago, we talked about a middle linebacker who just kind of came out of nowhere for a play. Mm-hmm. So I feel like Drink has the right guys, and I trust him enough with these good recruiting classes that he will be able to continue winning games. Obviously, not anything spectacular, but he'll be able to beat, like, Sam Pittman or something, right?
Yeah.
And especially with looking at the season that we just had, you know, you had freshmen contributing. I know Bazelak was a redshirt freshman, but still, Ennis Rakestraw, true freshman, best corner on the team. And Harrison Meavis, I know he's a kicker, but he was still a major contributor. And Drink got in a couple really good transfers like Hazleton that really helped the team. So I trust that Drink will be I trust that Drink's a good enough recruiter to really fill out the roster where we're going to lose players such as Nick Bolton. Like, obviously you're not replacing Nick Bolton, but maybe he can find a transfer that'll make that hurt a little less. And I just have faith that we are going to continue to be a good team.
Yeah, that's pretty much where we're at right now. The recruiting class is pretty much wrapped up. Now we're looking at the transfer market. I think they'll try to add another offensive lineman or two, another wide receiver, probably a defensive back, then a linebacker, maybe a defensive lineman as well. Really, I mean, if I'm being honest, basically everything besides quarterback is what this team is looking at in the transfer portal. Okay, for example, Mookie Cooper, the Trinity Catholic High School in St. Louis, former receiver from there. He's transferring out of Ohio State, top 100 recruit, former top 100 recruit. There's buzz about maybe him coming to Mizzou. That would be a huge get. He's kind of that Tyreek Hill do-it-all type with speed. That would be a big get. But as of right now, I'm not sure of anyone else they might be after. I do believe Mookie Cooper and Mizzou have had mutual interest since he entered the portal, so that could be something to watch. That would be a big get. And then Dominic Lovett coming in next year. Those are two pretty much instant impact guys. So that's pretty much where we're at right now, just looking at grad transfers and that kind of thing to fill out the roster for next year. It's possible that they take a step back. It's possible they plateau. Heck, they may even get better and drink surprises all of us, and I would love that. So that's pretty much it for this episode. Just kind of wanted to do a quick recap on the Mizzou football season and where things stand right now. So that's pretty much all I got. Do you have anything else to add?
No, not really. I'm just really, like, weirdly optimistic, which is something you don't see a lot in the Mizzou fandom, you know? Yeah. Most of us are pretty miserable. So I don't know why I'm optimistic, but for some reason I am.
Well, there you go. So Barry Odom still sucks. We'll see you next time. Peace.